Tain't so. 'Tis too. Chapter 1. A Retirement Retread. My once upon a time distinguished streaks of gray have metastasized over two-thirds of my head, and that one time thick mass has long departed. Now it's what's with this new Rogaine I've heard about. I'm from the era when the National Geographic, with its uncovered breasts of natives, was as racy as a magazine got, at least for high school kids. And for further proof of my old age credentials, I thought Lady Gaga was a cartoon character like Tilly the Toiler until advised otherwise. But don't give up on me yet. Before I get into old farts frets, I'm going to do a little bragging about us. We've become kinder, more reasonable, and willing to compromise as we've aged. We are more helpful, more understanding, more wise, also less likely to waste money, dump friends, show off, or take risks. We are less likely to have rejecting, angry outbursts, to blame others, to be rude, exasperated, or act impulsively. And so, while we are cynical, we are also commonsensical and have humility. We can admit when we are wrong, work in teams, perceive emotions in others, and be consistent. And so, as a sociologist, psychologist, or pundit Weisenheimers, I'm quoting now, we're not as old as we feel, we're as old as we look. Let's begin by discussing the way we look to the world. Following our list of faux pas I once and hopefully no longer make. Faux pas is a pretty tame term for my previous giant screw-ups, but it will have to do. Number one, posture. Okay, I shuffle, hunch, and slouch. Bad habit. Straighten up. Have you ever caught a glimpse of an old hunched-shouldered person and think, why doesn't that person straighten up? And then take another look in the store window and realize, my God, that's me, and quickly straighten up. I now have to constantly remind myself, straighten up, old poop. You're not whipped yet. Remember, Mom, stand up straight. And so we did. But now, well, I'm back again, hunched over. But once I break that stooping, shuffling habit and straighten up, I feel confident, and it comes as naturally as slouching. It's taken me a long time, but most of the time I remember, although I have to keep reminding myself, as we do get in bad habits. I know, I know. I could make lists of my bad habits. But giving up slouching is an easy one. It's not like giving up reading, TV, fishing, or alcohol. And to add a little more vitriol to the pudding, drooping will eventually cause us neck and back pains. Plus, we will lose strength in our standing up straight muscles. So our self-esteem is at rock bottom now. I'm no good, a loser, a nothing. So I'll force myself out of it when I get that head high, chest out, and pretty soon I'll feel the way I look, confident and good-looking. So I'm laying it on a little thick. But since I've been working on straightening up, I feel more confident and cheerful. Try it and see. So I didn't become president of the General Motors like Mom said I would. So what? None of us did. But hey, Mom, we're walking tall. And for the old gals who wore high heels all their lives and now are in pain from moving to flats, I know it's painful. Achilles, heels, muscles, tendons, and all that getting stretched. But if every day for 5 minutes you stand on a stair step with your heel lower than the rest of your foot, eventually, I'm told, you'll get rid of the pain. Try it. Well, enough about postures. Another fret, number two. I'm a hypochondriac. When we're young, we don't pay attention to all our puking and pains or whatever may turn out to be a serious illness. But when we are old, We go in the opposite direction. We overreact to the most minor physical ailments. I remember when I was a kid, how relieved I was to get out from under the yoke of parents. I was so energized I could almost dance with joy. Independence, wow. No more parental control. Today, we're no longer under parental control. We're under the physician's control and dependent upon them for pills. So every time I get a pain in my chest, I think, infarction, this is it, done for, D-Day, have to get my stuff in order. I stand up and belch, it was gas. Or I get a headache, a stroke, brain dead in a wheelchair, someone having to care for me. I do an assessment of myself. Am I losing it? Let's see. I could still spell my name, but adding up those rows of figures on my income tax, well, I got it wrong 3 times. That's not good. So although I'm anti-pill, I take an aspirin. Bye-bye, headache. Safe again. Keep wondering, though, was that the beginning of Alzheimer's? I know better than to call Alzheimer's in my second childhood, as society did in my youth. Now it's a disease. Some android proteins gone haywire, I'm told. Or that's what they tell us this week. It will be something different next week, as those in the medical bloodline knock back some juice and change their minds frequently. Seems everything is a disease now. A further point. Wish my fellow old farts would dump the pill route, as whenever I visit the doc, there we all are, sitting in the waiting room, in rows of chairs, like a bunch of hogs lined up at the trough, awaiting our pill prescription. Okay, so I'll make an exception for myself and get some anti-anxiety pills. Number 3, I move slowly now. One reason, I'm leery of falling. Good thinking, but it does broadcast my age. Maybe even better than my wrinkles and slouching. As my gray hair may not do it, I drag butt to make my point. I am old. Treat me with respect. Ha, fat chance. Unless the respect comes from another old-timer. We're pretty nice to each other, and we're tired. We crank up the old machine too often, and it may give out. So we go slow. That's okay. Don't want to put any more miles on the old machine than is necessary. New batteries won't do it anymore. As a further chastisement on movement, it doesn't pay to carry friskiness too far. And here's my sad story. An old friend who likes young girls, we all have our indulgences, took Viagra and had a heart attack, a real one. That Viagra, scary stuff. So beware, all you 60-plussers. While you may make an impression on a young girl, or your money and or status does, you may make an even better impression on the Grim Reaper. So Viagra is a no-no. Unless the old lady is about to take a walk and it calls for desperate measures. Number 4. I'm a little slow-witted. Face it. I'm dumber now. I'd hate to take an IQ test. I'd fall somewhere in the range of low performer. Although at one time I had the highest IQ ever recorded at the San Diego Employment Office. That said, they told me I was too smart for them to find a job for me. Good excuse, huh? I went through a lot of hell before I landed something that a low performer could do. All in all, though, I'm pretty dull nowadays, with lots of ennui, repetition, and old chestnuts. Trusting this particular 'tain't so, 'tis too chronicle will avoid that. But since I become old, I become a royal jerk-off and often repeat. So in case you didn't get it the first time, I do a replay. And bear with me. So instead of coming up with something neutral in answer to you, I unload gloomy forecasts of the world, telling one and all that the country's going to the dogs and that the lobbyist spokesman for the super rich rule. Yeah, I mumble, then grouch hopefully to myself. What's so nice about the economy falling in the water and wars doing the same? And where's my coffee? Why can't I forget anyone to wait on me? Anyhow, about the gray matter upstairs. Its file cabinets are so full by the time we reach 80 that it's hard to find anything. I go racketing through the files in my brain, looking for that one word I should know that escapes me, and spend the rest of the day trying to remember the word, and cussing myself out because I can't, until someone makes a remark that jiggles it loose. Usually I can remember the first letter, but that only frustrates me more. Or I go into the kitchen and have forgotten what I came for, return to the other room, and then zippity-doo-dah, it's back. I try to do some multiplying in order to rearrange my finances, and I forget even something simple like 9 times 6. Was the answer 54 or 63 or neither? Ah, but I make up for these lacks, as I now know the ways of the world, more or less. Technology part accepting. Number 5, routine. Another thing wrong with me is I'm stuck in my old ways. I love routine. When I see friends, yeah, I'm lucky I still have a few of those left, taken off in their mobile homes, I think they're made from different stuff than I am. Do I like a change of scenery so much I'd mobile home it? Am I being crotchety when I explain myself by saying I've seen all that old stuff? Museums, cathedrals, caves, castles, foreign countries, dungeons, etc. And if you've seen one cathedral, castle, or cave, you've seen them all. So why travel? Could it be that travel is getting away from routine? That travel is a fear of routine? Is it an excuse to stop by the kids who live in another state? Or is that all sour grapes on my part? Maybe my dislike of travel is because the only way I can travel now is by airplane, and airports are experiences of many torture. There's nobody or nothing I want to see that badly to go through that again. And as far as mobile homing it goes, I get anxious going through heavy traffic. And with a mobile home through heavy traffic, forget it. To me, to travel, I have to goad myself up to prepare for martyrdom. Or could it be that I did a lot of traveling in my 20s and 30s, usually with a load of kids on my back, and you want to talk about martyrdom? I have a PhD on that subject. When young, I loved to try new things. Now I'm leery of not only traveling, but anything new, like trying a new brand of this or that. For instance, this new synthetic oil they use in cars nowadays that they're all raving about, explaining about all the miles you get before you have to add oil. It's 4 times as expensive as regular oil, and it's synthetic. Please, how could a synthetic product be better than the real thing? Well, live and learn. But see, that's my old geezer side talking again. And as the last word on the oil subject, what's this synthetic oil made of anyway? I got a computer years ago and still can't work all the stuff on it. As for my computer, old as it is, much of it is still frustration. I can't learn all the new keys or names of stuff or explanations of stuff, which combination to press, etc. My kindly son shows me this and that, and I exclaim, "Hey, that's easy!" And I do it a couple of times. "I've got it," I exult. Then 2 weeks later, I've forgotten how to do it when I need it. Also got a new thing for Christmas, some kind of video thing that plays movies, music, etc., and don't know how to work that either. My kids showed me what to do. Oh, hell, that's easy. Anyone can do that, I think. Oh, yeah? Number six, another fret. I reminisce. And don't we all reminisce? I like to think my excess reminiscing comes from sharing reminiscences with my memoir group at the senior center. Like I've got to come up with something, some new memory every week. And in a way, this reminiscing is bad for me as I wake up and start going every mistake I've ever made in life and fret and cuss myself out until by 10 a.m. in the morning, I'm debating whether suicide, rehab, or antidepressants would be the best solution for a washout like myself. My regrets consist mostly of why did I listen to that person? Usually it was a boss, a coworker, a friend, the doctor, etc. And especially those authors who write books giving advice on how to be a good employee, a good spouse, a good athlete, etc. And near the top of the list is how to make your kids love you when they've all changed their mind about loving you after the age of 15. And here you are craving affection. Number seven, driving. There's another bugaboo of old age. If we're no longer driving, we like to tell others how to drive. Mom disseminated her well-intentioned advice to me, her then 50-year-old, who, as far as she was concerned, was still a risk and a beginner driver. And so it was. Watch for that car. I see it, Mom. There's a stop sign. Yes, Mom. And so it would go. I hated driving her, but someone had to do it. So I'd suck it up, grit my teeth, and listen to her holding her breath while I was driving, and do this exercise with such metronome regularity. It was making me ready for a coronary. So now that I'm older, I try not to be a backseat driver with my son. Although it's sure a temptation when my kid is driving me, as he has to do it now and then when my vehicle is in the shop. But so far, knock on wood, I'm still able to drive myself. Hey, fellow oldsters, we know we're old. We've reached our master status when we go into an antique shop and identify that funny object as a pot we used to pee in as kids, rather than trek out to the outhouse in the middle of the night. When we remember that, well, now that's pretty awesome. And oh, look at the old Victrola. We'll all be. It's fun to look at old things, especially old cars. Remember them? How I loved owning my first car, a 50s Chevy. Kept it polished to a gloss. Number eight, women. I think have a harder time accepting old age than men, especially changes in their body image. Guys tell themselves the wrinkles and shrinking abs comes with the territory. But are men really more accepting of these changes? My objectivity, of course, on this subject is less than stellar. I'm proud of my lower middle class status. Let the rich have their jets, yachts, mansions, Mercedes. Well, okay, not the Mercedes, although I've heard they're not much good anymore, as I've always wanted one of those buggies. And although all my friends hate to be addressed by the receptionist in the doctor's office by their first name, I love it. Don't know why. Think it's intimate or friendly, I guess. And while politically I'm a socialist, I don't mind being at the bottom of the hierarchy. I should be mad at the rich, but I'm not. A further word about appearances. I can remember Daddy saying, "Eat your spinach, it will put hair on your chest." Like, hey, Daddy. About exercise. This is number nine. We read stuff reminding us to consult our doctor before exercising. Like I'm going to call my doc and inquire, "Hey doc, is it okay if I squat?" Which is about all I can do most of the time. And this is embarrassing to say, but I'm trying to be as honest as I can. I have to hold on to something to get into an upright position. About longevity and exercise. Been reading a book on world history and see many of those ancient rulers lived as long as 80 years. Wonder how much jogging they did and how much we can attribute to vaccine, antibiotics, sanitation, and medical technology for our longevity. Some of my more thick-headed but lucky friends, when they try on something that's too tight, they just yell at their wife, "Hey, did you wash my wool pants? They've shrunk." Then forget about the extra weight. That's the kind of body image we all should have. But don't. Yet, I'd like to forget my gut, but don't exercise. My experienced reality is that old bromide, you're as young as you feel, which is a lot of crap, as you're as young as your head of hair. Number 10, now about clothes. As we're channeling in on this odious subject, let's go on a shopping spree. Mostly I make do with the clothes I have. I see in the newspaper a t-shirt can go for $89. I'm accustomed to the days when they were $6. So except for sweatshirts, most of my clothes styles date back to 1975, or dare I say, even earlier. It's amazing how long clothes last. When I go shopping, which I hate, I'm of the can-you-believe-those-prices school of thought. And as you can you believe those prices, I'm getting off the subject now, but Dad bought a cord for $600, sold it a few years later for $600. Can you believe the price of a cord now? I'll give you some guesses. Start with six figures. And so back to clothes. My clothes are classics from that popular designer called On Sale. So, my fellow old-timers, the above is just maintenance, something like that 5,000-mile checkup. And a last word, although age isn't prosaic, there is some poetry to it. Can't see, can't pee, body drooping, trouble pooping, these are the golden years. Author unknown. So keep laughing, loving, and best of all learning, which is the secret of happiness.